Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody in for Lisa Mullins. Student protests against Israel's actions in Gaza are spreading on college campuses here in Boston and nationwide. The latest encampment sprung up at Northeastern University in Boston this morning. WBUR education reporter Max Larkin joins us from the school's campus with the latest. Hi, Max.
Hi, Sharon.
So what is the mood like on Northeastern's campus right now?
Right now, it's sort of the calm after the storm, Sharon. I've been here since around 2:30. Boston police in riot gear came in and ringed the encampment. It looked like they were prepared to act. Then they paused, and then abruptly they left. That was the right call, according to Marty Blatt, who's an emeritus professor of history here, who's supporting the students.
The students are on a lawn with tents. They're making a non-violent point. And, you know, how does the university react? By calling in, armed thugs to clear them out and arrest them.
But then, Sharon, the Boston Police Department vans left shortly thereafter, for now at least. But in the meantime, Northeastern is taking a hard line. They said in a recent statement sent to me, demonstrating students are, quote, in violation of the code of student conduct, outsiders are trespassing, and, quote, the university will take action accordingly. So not over yet.
Right. And over at Emerson College, Boston police cleared an encampment at Emerson around 2 this morning. Police say they arrested about 100 people. What do we know about why police removed that encampment?
Yeah, I mean, Emerson is sort of woven into the shape of the city. So they were camped out in an alley that's part of the campus but feeds onto Boylston Street. City officials ultimately concluded that the tents posed an unlawful threat to safety and an impediment to public access. And that includes Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, who spoke to my colleague Simone Rios earlier today.
World events are incredibly painful and emotional for our community. We cannot let that destabilize the safety and well-being of our residents here in Boston.
Not everyone is totally satisfied with that explanation. Councillor Ruth C. Louis-Jean said, you know, maybe we could make a slightly different decision there. And then the state chapter of the ACLU said the city shouldn't use physical violence against students engaging in peaceful expression. And as far as we know, there are still some of those 100-plus arrested getting booked almost a day later.
Hmm. And, Max, you were at Harvard Yard yesterday when an encampment sprung up during a protest rally. What is the latest there at Harvard?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. It started as 14 tents right in the center of Harvard Yard. Campus police looked on, didn't interfere, around 100 protesters. But the yard is kind of different. It's a sort of semi-public, semi-private space. And now it's been closed to campus outsiders through Friday, at least. There were a handful of counter-protesters with the university affiliation at the rally. But they were two older men, one wrapped in an Israeli flag, and there was no violence and really not even harsh words. Some faculty even stepped out in solidarity with the encampment, including Vijay Iyer, who's a musician and a professor of arts at Harvard.
We call on the university to engage in good faith with our students' demands for divestment from the state of Israel and institutions that profit from the ongoing genocide.
So far, the Harvard administration will only say that it's monitoring this situation and aiming to, quote, prioritize the safety and security of the campus community. So no word on a clear out yet.
Hmm. And Max, how are the students with whom you've talked feeling about the tensions on campus, you know, over the whole situation?
I think it's highly polarized, but within limits. So the protesting students say, and maybe rightly, feel themselves to be in a rich tradition, you know, with students who supported civil rights, opposed the war in Vietnam, pushed for a boycott of apartheid South Africa. And yet, today here at Northeastern, I met my first student counter-protester in a while. He was holding an Israeli flag, and he explained that to his ears, after all these months, calls for intifada, that Arabic word for uprising, they sound like a call for violence against Jews. Meanwhile, there are anti-Zionist Jews in the protest camp who would disagree. And then I think one thing that we miss is that there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of students who aren't taking part in either side, who are grabbing dinner on the way back to their dorms.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.